Hello, this is Daryl War of the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows podcast and audio play, radio drama, radio play, whichever it is. Hope you enjoyed episode 19, Happy Hour in Hell. Oshane did. She got back to me. Helena actually got back to me a few times because we were in the waves of creation and sharing and going back and forth between our two different projects. And so it was interesting just because she got the private channel and then she got the release. And I felt like she seemed to get back to me about three times about it. So. Yeah, that's good just to get going and potentially have fans of another show just like, what is this? Going everywhere. And again, I stress that these extracurriculars that I've been doing a lot, there is not a whole lot of need to download them just because it is more just analyzing the bystander effect and trying to figure out what was going on. So it's weird just because this is a podcast about other podcasts and it always frustrates me to have to do these kind of shorter things to just let people who I don't know are listening, you know, be updated and hopefully understand what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I'm still shaky, but I'm a lot better. The memories built up of the commercial social sites messing with me and messing with a whole lot of other people. So I'm still working on a lot and just trying to imagine, can we go back to that old reality that a lot of us used to live in where we were not senselessly outraged and could focus on escapism and that kind of thing. So I got three podcasts in the works. One is a themed retrospective, just talking about how the non-soap opera characters help the soap opera characters to chill out, just focusing on that kind of thing. And also the retrospective 215 and the commercial social media, and also how the internet's changed. It's been a hard time creating the retrospective because I will use a search engine to go try and focus on things about Heather O'Rourke because maybe I want to talk about them. And then I just don't because I find all this gossip, all this misinformation, all this, maybe this, that, and the other thing was part of her career. And it just wipes me out and it's frustrating and I just forget it. So there's that. Those are the two, you know, a themed retrospective and a retrospective for episode 15. And a marriage novel podcast as well, which would go into the healing chapters, which of course I thought was going to be a lot harder than it was. Yeah, there was just a lot of really good, deep romantic elements, more than I remembered from reading the healing chapters, etc., etc. So I'm doing that. I'm continuing onward with life. Got a few precious old friends back. A lot of other people are really just gone from my life because of what commercial social media did to all of us, and looks like it's continuing to do it to a lot of people. We even got a message from an HMO telling us how bad it's been and trying to encourage people to use it less and what to do, and yeah, it's really just scary. So that's why HumaneTech.com, the Center for Humane Technology, and the podcast Your Undivided Attention, still listening to those. There hasn't been really any big updates in a while, but it doesn't matter to me because the information's there. I finally understand what all these other people could not tell me, could not explain, because everybody was trying to digest the information with the way the world used to work and the way that people used to behave. And the playing field's completely changed because of what this stuff has done. You got a lot of people using the internet who haven't had the long-term training from the earlier days of the internet. And that was one of the reasons I kept on trying to ask people through the commercial social sites, what are you using? How long have you been on? And a lot of times it's just happy hearts and stickers and here's a picture of something and you just couldn't get an answer. So yeah, that frustration in me built up and I'm like, I've got to find a way out of this. And that is, again, why there's more extracurricular podcasts with just me blotty blahing than the radio drama. Because so many people, a few people, precious, precious few people are talking about the radio drama, it would create more. But no, there was all this gossip, there was all this extra, there was all these arguments, there was all this debate that was just running around in circles. Everybody's getting their minds wiped out and their social lives wiped out. And so, yeah, as a result, because I wasn't getting the discussion of the radio drama, there's more of me just talking. I don't understand quite how it is presumed that it's just me, because you obviously see through a lot of the intros for episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and quite a bit of 7. I'm going enthusiastically. This radio drama, here's the shows involved, here's the information about all these exciting things, especially for somebody was listening to that, I noticed, and I was like, yeah, that was me at my most enthusiastic, most hopeful. then when the encouragement came, all the advice that I got, physical life or online, go to these commercial sites. But they didn't say it that way. But then we've discovered, yeah, because they're commercial, it messes up the system. You know, it's kind of like the difference between public broadcasting, community broadcasting, PBS, and commercial TV. And that was one of the reasons that I was really finding Dark Shadows admirable, because it ended up on PBS at times. Viewer funded, asking to repeat the show. And you see these little spots of the original actors encouraging this. And so I thought, yeah, okay, if it's gone from commercial to PBS, that's incredible. That's a really neat little leap, or a big leap, really. You just see the difference in community organized production and creation versus commercial. And so with social media, the commercial social media, big mess, and hence, I am not a commercial venture at all, but I guess people respond like, everything's all mixed up now, so I don't even know how to do this, that, or the other. And then because everything got so messy and hairy, I'm getting rough stuff from not only people who don't like what I'm doing, which I'm not looking for them, but I'm seeing all this stuff. I'm only seeing some of that stuff. I'm getting some people coming at me, and I'm just like, if you don't like it, move on. You have a ton of other stuff to choose from. But I'm seeing that and not seeing the positive, because the positive is being extracted with things like the like button. I was talking about the details of what you like. If you've got a balance, people being kind of detailed negative on one side, detailed positive on another side, you got a balance. But for that like button and all the other things that just extract away from people's ability to discuss the positive, yeah, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse and amplified. And as I was understanding that through Humane Tech and what I was trying to research, what I was trying to find, and getting the letter writers and the pen pals and the phone calls, yeah, I get a little bit back to square one where I was, like the intro to episode 4. So there you go. And it was not very kind, and it was not very good to see. If I was trying to make a friend, suddenly I'd get these stat hits to something where I had obviously been provoked to the height of my temper and really was exploding. And that's all anybody's looking at. I mean, think about what you are exposing other people to. You just show off, oh, Daryl Waugh is this crazy person. No, that is coming, and a lot of those rages were coming from the fact that I was getting exposure to almost nothing but negative. The negative was very much outweighing the positive. So then you show that, and it's like, okay, I am just really losing my patience. Nobody's trying to be helpful. Nobody's getting in touch directly. So that's what you get. If you're focusing on that, that is what happens. And I had to take a lot of very difficult steps and pursue those steps to reach calmer behavior, as you're getting from me now. So yeah, emotional bit there, but it was what happened, if people have been listening for years. And no, you don't want to believe that you don't have free agency, but yeah, if you get influenced in certain ways, it does go away, and you get the idea that you got choices, and they're gone. So that amplification, the teachings from Humane Tech, and previous things that seem to be on the right track, if I could get enough of that, then yeah, then I can understand, and I could stop losing my temper, and that kind of stuff. But if you want more of the radio drama, talk about the radio drama. If you want more gossip, that's what you're going to get. That's all you're going to get. What's the old saying? Garbage in, garbage out. So, yeah, I heard that a potentially new Dark Shadows continuation show was going to be released, and I thought, oh, here we go again. And that was the thing that I liked when I started looking around a little bit, getting the news, is a lot of calmer people were like, here we go again. Yeah, excited, but here we go again. And already dreading all the arguments that are going to come up. All right, I'm going to focus on a more subdued set of people and feel better. And I do. And I also was thinking about how Oisin reacted to the sequels to the Star Wars space opera. And she went back to her Adventures of Darth Vader and focused on that. And I thought, yeah, that's okay. And it's so funny, too, because there was a while ago, oh, it was years ago, really, where I chatted with Sarah Monster a little bit, you know, from DS Annotations.
And it was not Dark Shadows that we were talking about at all. We were talking about completely different television shows.
She was discussing how rough it is sometimes where the production takes your characters where you really don't want to see them going. And I'm all, well, I made a decision with Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Because I had heard things going on through the years when it was airing, but I knew that, you know, I'll probably just do a binge watch at some point, not too quickly, and make the decision that because now I have all this information. I would have the internet so I could look up these things to find out, all right, which episode is it that is just before they kill off Jadzia Dax? Because that's as far as I want to go. And I want to say it was season 5. I'm not positive on that. In any case, that's as far as I went. That was my decision to only go so far with Star Trek Deep Space Nine to watch it up until that last episode before she is killed off. Because the reasons that she was killed off, even Terry Farrell was upset. I felt that they didn't make sense, that it was just more of television going in directions that I was just not interested in for whatever reasons that I didn't agree with. And so I went up to that episode only. That was my choice. And I felt it was a perfect ending to the series. It was very reflective of time spent with people who were important. And it's funny because it feels as though a lot of people don't understand they have that choice. They're just going to be maneuvered into different directions with a lot of the commercial tricks. So they just go with it. And yeah, a lot of people are surprised by me, but I really had to make a lot of effort to understand what was going to be the healthiest for me. And it's funny, too, because when I've heard the stories of how scary and rough some of the Dark Shadows fan fiction got, I think I picked it because it was going to be dull. I picked it because it was old. I picked it because it was classic. I was getting away from the Harry Potter peer pressure, and then here I am. The story continues. But it's strange just because all these hyped up things, I'm not interested in the hyped up things. I want kind of subtle, low key, easy to digest. And I have been approached by people who are about my age and younger, and they have also said, yeah, I picked Dark Shadows because it was, quote unquote, safe. That's what I was told. And I agreed with them. So there's that, but also everybody can chatter, and then hopefully that gets the heat away from me. I don't even know why it would be important to talk about me, but I guess that's just where the commercial sites take people, you know, into those veins. And I'm just like, all right, internet fail. This is not direct communication. I do have enough people now with direct communication, but what can you do? There's the powers that be, and then there's you, and you have to try and find your way to carve out the life that is best for you and is healthiest for you. But anyway, so when I thought over the new show, the potential of the new show, I was like, well, does it change where you're interrupting, Daryl? No. Then I thought of Oisin and her Adventures of Darth Vader, and I thought, yeah, and I've tried to ask her if she would be interested in me going through it. Because I feel like, you know, Darth Vader, he was a good guy, went bad. And to see what it would be like for Anakin Skywalker to kind of come back, having been such a monster. And yeah, I was thinking that's kind of where I need to be. Like in the 14 September log entry where I said, you know, I hope that one of the reasons that people are still quiet is embarrassment rather than hate or becoming a vegetable. Because I did watch a lot of that. A lot of you guys who, ladies and gentlemen, etc., who were very chatty with me at times, there was a lot of people who just stopped being able to have the discussion anymore, like they did in 2014, etc. So to me, that was like, yeah, the good is becoming vegetation. And that's scary to see, too. And then the negative builds up through that, too. Because if you got a like button where you think that all of your emotions for the positive are just going to go into that button, then the negative details increase. The monster within ourselves. There we have it. So I was thinking about the Adventures of Darth Vader and maybe getting into it, but I don't know. I have no idea. She hasn't gotten back to me about that. But I've gotten a little escapism with some of the Dark Shadows movie fan fiction. It was more rewarding than I thought. It has been more rewarding than I expected because I do love that film. It's funny too because I was talking about Star Wars and I talked to Lisa that I felt Solo was quite good. And she's all, well, all these reviews. And I'm thinking, oh, can't we? All these reviews. She's all, I still haven't seen it. Well, not because of all these reviews, but that's just the news that she got, that they were negative. And I'm like, it reminds me of back in the 80s and 90s where my mother and I were looking at all these opinions. And we want to pick for ourselves. What happened to being able to pick for ourselves? Why do we have to listen to somebody else's opinion? But yeah, Solo was very enjoyable for me. Yeah, it's sad that you can't get the exact people that you grew up with, like Harrison Ford, etc. But for me, it was Easter eggs. Another reason I love the 2012 film. There was a lot of Easter eggs. And I wasn't committed to Solo. I told my husband, just flip it on and maybe I'll wander in. And it worked. And then also, of course, the director. That was a lot of fun, who directed it. And just those details, that kind of thing. And so we are allowed to choose for ourselves. But I think a lot of us have forgotten how. So I mention the Adventures of Darth Vader. that's a choice to not go in the direction that new productions are leading someone. That was Oisin's decision, which I admired. And the Deep Space Nine, that was my decision to only go so far with it and stop. And so then, yeah, I was thinking about this one. Does it interrupt where Oisin, her Bill Malloy tale? No. A potential new series does not change that. And she wouldn't let it anyway when I talked about the Star Wars stuff. And Lisa, does it change where she interrupted later in the series of the original Dark Shadows 66 to 71? No, doesn't change that. Does it change where I've interrupted from the original series? No. original Dark Shadow series plus little components of these other shows, you know, where their continuity is. Because for the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, it's post Addams Family, so that is just a continuation, an expansion. And post Munsters going off the air after Munster Go Home, that movie too. So it's afterward, those two fandoms. And with Ghost of Mrs. Muir, Dark Shadows and Bewitched, it's right now, the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, late 1968, early 1969. I've got to blend all those continuity pieces together. So yeah, it's difficult to you know, do that, but it can be done. I have done it, at least so far. With that, there's the interruption for Dark Shadows having taken place where I already did that in the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, but there's also certain extras where you have to conform to what's going on with the Stevens and Endora and maybe Maurice and Uncle Arthur on Bewitched, and then over with Schooner Bay and what Captain Greg and Mrs. Muir and the children and Martha and even Claymore a little bit, what their knowledge of as far as the release dates for those episodes airing, and just try to blend all that stuff together. So, for a potential new pilot or a potential new show of Dark Shadows that's a continuation, it doesn't change where I've interrupted. And I just am processing that information there. So, that's pretty much where I'm at for that. I'm continuing to watch episodes, kind of dabbling a little bit in the Dark Shadows movie fanfiction pile. Because I felt, you know, you might see me get really excited over there with the Dark Shadows 2012 movie fanfiction. It's escapism, and you know that we all need some of that at this point, when even the escapism itself that we enjoyed for years has been politicized, and there's all this extreme arguing and amplification over details and running riots. So, yeah, I just finished Josette Reborn, and I really enjoyed it more than I thought. Maybe some of the reviews that I gave didn't get a lot of the details accurate, but I enjoyed it more than I thought. It was like real escapism. And then as I was typing her my review for the final chapter, my husband was wandering around, you know, to get to go in bed, and I'm thinking, don't bother me, don't bother me, don't bother me! So, really enjoyed that. So that's been a bit of this and a bit of that, just here and there. And also, I felt it was important because I'm in the middle, as far as the age and everything, and I had low expectations of the 2012 film, and then I was really blown away, because I had been going through the fan fiction for the original for so long, and I really felt like, well, maybe they're going to take some of these interests into account. And then I was watching, I was like, no, these elements, kind of funny here and there as they are, a lot of these elements are from the original, and so I was really touched. I didn't expect it. I just didn't expect it. And I'm used to Burton's productions, and I do not watch all of them. I've had trouble, you know, I told somebody I had trouble grieving for Denise Nickerson because of just all the stress that's going on. But to me, she's Violet. Denise Nickerson for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that's who she is. I did not watch the Burton release of that. I've never seen it. I've seen bits of it, maybe. So I am not, you know, Burton all the way. I get to choose too. I felt that some of the Sleepy Hollow stuff, it's like, there's parts that I like, but I was like, that guy really gruesome. And even when we went to go see Corpse Bride, we enjoyed the Wallace and Gromit film more. Corpse Bride was fun, but, you know, and I liked some of the music, but I was like, yeah, Wallace and Gromit for the win as far as the animation, stop motion animation. But then, you know, the amplification. That's why I try to express that if you like the film, it's all right. And I was talking about it with some friends where I was like, you know, what about Jesus Christ Superstar? And this person that I interact with, she was like, oh, yeah, that guy, you know, the hype for that. And I was like, yeah, and Monty Python's Life of Brian, she's like, oh my gosh, the hype, just all the negativity that came in. And I was like, yeah. So it just seems very strange to me that at first that the Dark Shadows movie was, everybody was so angry about it. But we didn't have, we had the different technology. But, I was seeing stuff where there were these people who could be the parents or the grandparents of Burton fans just name-calling these younger people who enjoyed the film. And the poor younger people were like, what's going on? Why are you so upset? And it was terrifying sometimes to witness how rough the older generation was getting with the younger generation. So I'm in the middle. There are people who were born into the era where Burton's creations are being repeated, whereas I'm of the generation where I saw it be released. Before that, one of the only silly, spooky films that I could watch that my mother had introduced me to was Roger Corman's The Raven. Loved that. Then later on, my uncle introduced me to something that I felt also was a mix, because it did get spooky and scary, with Kay Kaiser and his band. It was You'll Find Out. And that was such a good movie. There was another one, but I can't remember what it was called. And it did get silly, even though there was all the spooky stuff. And of course, Boris Karloff was there, and in You'll Find Out, Peter Lorre and Bela Lugosi were there. But meanwhile, Kay Kaiser and his band are just kind of being silly, and I see Ishka Bibble and all this. So that was the stuff that was available prior to Tim Burton's creations. Tim Burton and company, I like to say, because it's not just this one guy creating all this stuff. You need all your help. And I just feel like, yeah, I want to be in the realm where that escapism is totally okay and nobody's going to get name called. Even though I've had to deal with rough older siblings, maybe I can, in this case, be the kind older sibling. That would be my preference. So that's why I support it, because I am one of the kids. I'm one of the older kids, but I am one of the kids. So, of course, the stories in Dark Shadows movie fan fiction that I like tend to be Barnabas and the reincarnation of Josette, or leading up to that and resolving and that kind of thing. So I have some lovely favorites. And yeah, I'm sorry all these dreadful things happened to us, but I do want them to get better. I know that the commercial sites wrangle people into bad behavior and paranoid behavior, and I don't think that's right either, because I do come from tech industry communities as well, and this was not the plan that was laid out in the 90s. And so a lot of bad things have happened, and the people who are involved in creating them, rather than see the damage, just look at the figures and decide, eh. And that's not fair either. So it's not mustache twirling evil. It's, I don't want to see how bad this stuff is. That's why I word it from my seat here, where I didn't want to cause any damage, but I was also hoodwinked and given bad advice, and I'm aware of becoming a monster too, and seeing other people who were very kind become monsters. It's like I said in one of the updates, spoiler cast update, August, where Seamus and I were on the phone, and he was saying, yeah, you see these people that we've known for years, and they're just going nuts because this stuff is like a drug. It's like a hard drug to me. Other people don't have quite that difficulty, and I feel bad for the younger generation coming into this world, and this is what they grew up with. It's part of their formative years, whereas me and people who are older than me, we remember a time where, yeah, this was not part of our formative years. It was very different. Or what my auntie told me, she was watching Orange is the New Black, and somebody who was getting released from prison was being told, just so you know, words to the effect of, just so you know, everything on the internet has become more important than real life. That was the warning. And I was like, yeah, exactly. So I think that is about it for this update. I probably won't do anything particularly special. I might just put the old logo up for it, because I'm just tired of trying to be exceptionally creative when I am really tired. But yeah, hopefully this has been a good one, this little update, and you enjoyed episode 19. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, I think with 20, I think there is a Barnabas and Maggie scene, but that kind of squished out Bill and Elizabeth on the boat. So there's some trouble with a little bit of the continuity there, but because everything goes so fast, hopefully you just kind of presume, okay, this happened offstage, but we're here now. Oh, and that was something I was going to mention too. Yeah, if you're a pen pal and you're listening to this, please let me know. Because it's been rough, and I am so grateful for especially the long-term letter writers, knew the score, knew how to handle the online information more soberly, whereas there were a few newbies who just kind of, spastically looked around online for me, and then that was the end of that, got all paranoid or whatever happened. or people who had not really been writing letters for that long. There were a few pen pals who were just trying to get into it because they needed their own way out. And of course, I'm floating around in the pen pal zones and they're like, oh, what's this? Huh? Terrified, or, you know, in some cases, just being used to the commercial social media, they get used to that rudeness and they think that treating me that way was going to be okay and was going to be the right thing to do. And I'm like, hey, I've already spent way too much money on what I'm doing. I'm not going to pay postage just to get more abuse. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go and post these letters in the actual mail just to get more abuse. No. So then I just stop and other people just stop. And that's fine because I'm extremely complicated. I'm very complex. There's a lot of people who have been simplified a lot. They don't know what to do with that information, where in 2014 or 2010, they might have been better equipped. So that is unfortunately that. Like I've been trying to say, I've been using the term us because it is. It's happening to all of us. We're just kind of eating each other alive. It hasn't been fair. It has not been fair. But focusing on stories has been really good. And also to let you know that that's one of the reasons that I write longer commentary, because it has always helped me in my life to focus on whatever information, fictional or non-fictional. If I talk about it, and I talk about it in a chronological set, it's enjoyable, and it also helps me to generate the memory. And it's good for people who are interested in that information. But it's very helpful when you see what you've also written down, how you processed a fictional piece or even a non-fictional one. And that's why it is important. So it's a good thing for all sides if you can do it enjoyably. And that is very important. And that's one of the reasons that I pushed for, okay, let's have people who are really interested in the radio drama and keeping it going do that. And then that'll be good for them. That is important. And that's one of the reasons I was able to maintain a longer attention, because I do come from an era where there were earlier attempts at distraction and attention, and I just had to start blotting it out. And people didn't understand. It's like, why do you not have the TV on 24/7? Why do you, you know, not even asking that, but just kind of like, oh, no, I want the interaction. I'd rather have the interaction. And that was why House of Dark Shadows was so good, because if you have company, you can just sit there and talk about it, because there's not a whole lot of dialogue at times. And Dark Shadows too, even the show. Sometimes there are really long stretches of no dialogue. So you just sit there with a friend or a few friends and chit-chat it out and do a little heckling, and it's fun. Oh, and yeah, just to let you know, all the advertising. I'm glad to go back to a little corner. If there's gossip out there about me, I'd say you're wasting your time, because I just wanted a small corner anyway. And I've got one now, and I really love it, just like I did years ago. So I guess that's probably it. And hopefully you're all doing good. And get in touch when you can, if you can, if you're able to. And take care.